Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants. Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out, procrastination, putting it off, kicking the can down the road. In, plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out, carpet in the bathroom. Like, why? In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Welcome back. Chunky's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 here in the DMV. 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM in Richmond. We are streaming live on the free Odyssey app, and you can watch us on the Monumental Sports Network. Brought to you by Crop Metcalf, they're the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. Running a three-man show. EB's in Florida with his boys, Vinny and Joe. Saw some pictures of them golfing.
Yeah, they were teeing it up. Hey, EB, all EB does is talk about his club. He's club shaming us here down in Florida. He belongs to a fancy club back home.
Is that what he's doing?
I don't know. That's what one of the tweets that I saw from over the weekend.
Yeah, so we're running the three-man show. EB will be back tomorrow. Two things breakfast-related.
Yes.
It's weird. Because usually listeners want attention dollars. Mm-hmm.
They thrive on them. Yeah.
About 2 weeks ago, somebody sent me a direct message on Instagram, I believe it was, to our Junkies account. Follow us on Instagram, Sports Junkies Radio. And they said, hey, just a heads up, I sent $100 to EB's Venmo so that you guys can get breakfast. And he specifically wrote, I don't want any attention dollars.
Okay, right. Love that.
So he's just a benevolent listener who likes the show, wanted to hook us up for breakfast. Well, EB could have easily just pocketed that $100 without us getting that message on the Instagram page. And so brought it up to EB, and he, of course, oh, I forgot about it, whatever. But he still has $50 that's supposed to come to us for breakfast, okay? So we got to hold him accountable for that.
Got to hold his feet to the fire.
Number two, we just got breakfast today. We kind of don't know where it came from. And here's the biggest monkey wrench.
Yeah.
I was all fired up. It was tons of French toast. I love French toast. There's no syrup.
JP's on a massive life tilt. Massive monkey tilt.
So how you can't eat it?
That's what I think.
I mean, you can eat it, but it's missing.
I mean, well, you can do. You can take it home.
It's missing a key ingredient.
100%. It's a key, the key ingredient.
I mean,
butter and syrup, but I put syrup above the butter.
And there's a tertiary ingredient, which really sets it off. Powdered sugar. A little sprinkle of powdered sugar along with the butter and the syrup.
Yeah.
That is your pièce de résistance for French toast, my opinion.
So I don't know if this is another benevolent listener who doesn't want attention dollars. Yeah, we have really no idea who it came from.
See, Drav he's striking that from the record because if it were a listener, he doesn't give his phone out to a bunch of listeners. Like, it only has to be a very small group of listeners that would deliver it because they have his number.
Yes, the third-party catering company that dropped this off this morning had my phone number and my name.
Correct.
I mean, some do, but usually those people would let me know that something's coming.
Right.
Or maybe it's a food drop and we just weren't told about it.
Maybe that's a possibility too.
There's always that possibility.
Yeah.
Well, that's a big botch if they forgot to put the syrup in there.
Oh, we're going to have to search for some syrup.
Well, I mean, there are two refrigerators here on the premises, and I generally do not advocate for taking other people's items out of the fridge, but this might be a special circumstance.
I don't advocate for syrup in the refrigerator. Do you keep your syrup in the refrigerator?
100%.
Really?
Yes.
In a cabinet.
That's a pantry thing or cabinet.
Keep it in the, I don't know why, but we keep it in the fridge. It's a fridge item.
Everyone's different. You're not going to find any syrup in that fridge. I don't think so either.
Here's what you will find. You'll find food from 6 months ago.
Yeah.
In a Tupperware container that people just leave in there until the fridge stinks. It couldn't smell any worse.
I like playing this game whenever I come in to see. There's this lettuce that someone bought on sale. And it's been sitting in there for about 3 weeks now.
I mean, just.
And it gets browner and browner and browner every day.
Yeah.
And it's starting to look like leaves in
gets
the fall.
Joey.
Yeah. By the way, big time props to Matt Valdez. I came in this morning, speaking of bargains and trying to find a good deal. Valdez is the king of that. He brought in 10 bags of on sale coffee. These are only 8 of them. The other two are right here. Here we go. We got coffee for like the next. I don't know,
we're set.
This is like a 5 or 6 month supply of coffee. And the Starbucks, the Cinnamon Dolce, look at that price. This is usually a $9 or $10 bag of coffee, Valdez.
$2.74?
$2.74.
What the hell's wrong with that coffee?
Bargain hunter.
Now, it's best before June 14th of 2025. But
you know what? That's fine.
You got
we will
of time.
Be drinking. I mean, these are just suggestions, these dates,
right,
on coffee.
The coffee grounds really go bad.
For milk and eggs, things like that, that's where you take the use before date seriously. For coffee, please, we could drink this in 2029.
Was it buy 5 bags, get 5 free?
No, I don't know what it is. I mean, they're all on sale.
They were just all cheap.
It's 75% off.
Nice job.
Valdez, King Bargain Hunter, props.
Hey, let me ask you this
job
about
well done.
Things that expire or things that don't. I threw out some beef patties yesterday, okay?
Hold on. Beef patties?
Hamburgers.
Yeah, why don't you just call them hamburgers instead of beef patties?
I think because it said beef patties on
hamburger.
There's a McDonald's commercial.
I threw out beef patties.
I don't think hamburger. I had seen them in the back of the freezer for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
They had to have been there probably for 6 months.
Yeah.
Did they go bad?
They're so usable.
I thought so.
They're so usable.
Then my wife made me doubt it. Now, she doesn't eat red meat.
Yeah.
And so in the end, I ended up throwing them away. But I feel like they could be in the freezer for a year.
So usable. You just threw away good, as you like to call them, beef patties.
Well, they are beef patties.
They are beef patties.
They were third pound beef patties from Costco. Oh,
those are big, thick ones, too.
Yeah. Mm.
Happy trails. They gone.
Yeah,
now you gotta buy some new ones.
I would think if they were in the freezer, they were fine.
Yeah, you're fine. I think stuff could stay in the freezer for like 2 or 3 years. you're generally good. Unless if it's super freezer burn and there's frost all over it, I'll look at it and say, well, I'm not gonna eat this. This is gross. But if it's in there for a year plus, for the most part, I think you're good. As long as it's properly sealed, it's in a good Ziploc bag or vacuum sealed bag, you're good to go.
I mean, it had been open. The bag had been opened at some point. It wasn't like it was a never opened.
Mm.
I would say if it came with 12 burgers, probably 2 had been used.
Hmm.
Yeah, you threw away 10 perfectly good burgers, in my opinion.
I think you're right.
Yeah, you're good.
My wife talked me into throwing it out.
You know what? You should have countered to your wife. Said, you're not even eating these. What do you care? why do you care if I eat an expired burger?
I guess she thought that I might, you know, get something.
Hamburger.
What are you going to get? What are you going to get from a frozen burger?
Well, if it's bad meat.
Nah, it's fine. It's fine. If it's sitting in the fridge for 2 months, you got to throw it away.
Yeah.
Or a month. You know, you got to throw it away. Probably for a week.
Yeah.
I mean,
a month?
Yeah. I mean, I'm being extreme here, but frozen, the frost kills everything, in my opinion.
Transitioning to the frozen ice.
Mm-hmm, nice.
Capitals will have the playoffs. In a month, we're going to be talking playoffs, right?
Yeah.
And
OV's
chase for greatness continues. He scores against San Jose. Mm-hmm. And by the way, it wasn't from his office.
It was not. It was a nice tip in right from about 5 feet in front of the goalie.
Really nice goal. They beat San Jose 5-1, which was a bounce back because they had been shut out, blanked by the Kings.
They had a classic letdown game of the three-game road swing. They punished the Ducks, and then Darcy Kuemper stoned them in the middle game, and then they smacked around the Sharks.
Well, they were hanging out in Beverly Hills, probably at some fancy restaurant.
Maybe. I don't know.
Probably stayed out late. They just weren't ready to play.
But they've won six out of their last seven.
But San Jose's terrible.
Yeah, they're not very good.
What is the projected date now to pass Gretzky?
Ooh, I'm going to have to look that up.
You got your tickets for the Islanders game on the road.
I have my tickets confirmed. They're in my Google wallet. Mm. I'm good to go.
Is there any chance he breaks the record on Thursday? Because I'm going on Thursday night.
This Thursday?
Yeah, can he score 8 goals?
I mean, if he scores 4 or 5 on Tuesday night, then you have a legitimate sweat. But I'm going to guess he's not going to score 4 or 5 against the Red Wings on Thursday.
I need 2-4 pieces.
Yeah, I don't think that's going to happen. It's probably not
going to
happen.
So he needs 8 in 15 games.
Yes.
I'm going to say the projection's probably in that Columbus back-to-backer.
I think I'm at game number 9. So he needs to go on like a 0.8 goals
you
per
need
game.
A Hattie.
I need a Hattie this week or a multi-goal game.
You need a Hattie. Maybe an empty netter in there. You don't care along the way.
If there's a multi-goal game this week, my road trip to the Islanders April 6th is squarely in play.
Yeah.
If he doesn't score like over the next two games, then I kind of like Jason's prediction for either
the Columbus game
at Columbus, which I think is the 12th, and then they do a back-to-backer.
Masters weekend.
13th.
So obviously the
you're
focus
gonna watch
is
the
on...
Masters over Ovi and Columbus.
Yeah, I'm so sure.
The focus is on the goals. And that record. But over the weekend, I noticed Capitals PR promoting. He is now third all time in hits.
Mm-hmm.
And I believe he's 300 from being number one in NHL history in hits.
Right. That's pretty damn impressive. I mean, it just shows you the physicality that he plays with and continues to play with close to the age of 40. He just still levels dudes and crunches guys against the boards. So that is impressive.
Did you see the beatdown that Tom Wilson gave over the weekend?
I saw the highlights.
Can you imagine having to fight Tom Wilson?
No.
I think the guy that lost was in the sin bin and said he wanted to go again.
Nice. I'm going to have to look up
he
Tom.
Got
he wanted
worked.
To, he wanted to lose again?
He got destroyed.
Love it.
Cakes, what happens if, and I think I asked Cakes this on Friday, what happens if he breaks the record against Columbus here on the 13th, and you have the game against the Islanders the following day?
No, my game against the Islanders is the 6th.
Oh, it's not the 15th.
No,
okay,
I'm not going to that game.
All right.
No, he needs Ovi to pick up the pace.
I need Ovi to score like a madman over the next.
Well, let me ask you this: what if
four
he?
Or five
I games.
Definitely need that.
What if he breaks
Thursday.
It? What if he breaks it against Chicago on April 4th?
I mean, I'll still go to the game.
You're still going
to
go.
I have tickets. It's a sunken cost. I've already spent over $500 on the tickets.
Oh my god!
And I spent $90 for a parking pass. I'm pot committed.
Well, then you're going to stay overnight.
It's a Sunday 12:30 puck drop. I'm planning on being back the next day.
Factor in all the tolls, by the way.
Oh, all the tolls. I mean, driving to Long Island, that's probably $35 each way, minimum.
Minimum plus gas,
maybe 40.
Well, then you have to get a hotel room if you're coming back the next day.
No, I'm planning on coming back same day.
Oh, you said the next day.
It's an early puck drop.
Okay.
It's 12:30 puck drop. Game will be over by 3:30, 4 o'clock at the latest.
So you get back at 9-ish.
Yeah.
I don't think he would do this, but let me ask you this.
Yeah.
Let's say Ovi breaks the record in the regular season.
$20 for nachos in the stadium, too, in the UBS Arena.
Yeah,
don't forget that.
It's a $700 night.
it's an excursion.
Life's about experiences.
Sure.
I don't blame you for doing it at all. I think it's great.
I do blame you if he breaks it.
If Ovi breaks the record in the regular season.
Yes.
Hopefully he does that because it sucked to like wait all the way till next season
right.
for like one or two goals. And then they win the Stanley Cup.
Oh.
Would he retire?
Does he just skate off into
I think he's already said that he's not going to sign an extension.
He's got 1 year left on his deal.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Now, that might mean he just wants to enter free agency.
He's not a free agency. There's no free agency. He's going to wear a cap sweater his entire career.
I know,
outside
but
of going
just,
back, going to the KHL.
I'm just saying for
when he's 50.
But in terms of bargaining positions, yeah. I don't want to do an extension. He might just be free agent on a 1-year deal, whatever.
Depends on how his body feels. Yeah. I think he's just going to play out the contract.
I think he's going to play the extra year because
he'll have a farewell
for 900 plus goals. Yeah. He's not going to stop just short of 900.
No.
Like he's going to have 925 or 930 by the end of his contract, maybe more.
And that will be unbreakable.
I think it would be unbreakable, but people thought Gretzky's record was unbreakable too.
That's true.
For a long time.
But I'm going to guess if he gets to 925, that's unbreakable.
Hey, we've got a food update.
Oh, we do.
Trabby, can you give us the update?
Yeah, I just got a text that said, "Hope you got our delivery."
Hmm. From?
I said, "That was from you guys." He said, "Yep, you guys have had a rough few days." She's thinking about us, about Sean.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And
that's very nice.
Breakfast was courtesy of the Washington Wizards.
Ooh, oh, thank you to the Wizards.
Thank you, Washington Wizards. I saw
about that.
I saw that pool party out in Denver.
Hey, apparently they're on a heater.
The Wizards own not only the Charlotte Hornets, they own the Denver Nuggets too.
Hey. They've won 6 out of 10. And did you see Alex Saar's line? I know you're a Koulibaly guy.
I did.
Saar had 34.
Yeah.
Those are the kind of flashes I've wanted from your Frenchman.
Love it.
I couldn't believe he took 28 shots.
Yeah.
If you would have told me Denver was going to score 123 and Joker was going to have 40 in the game, I would have put a lot of money on the Nuggets just to win. That's the NBA for you.
Hey, thank you to the Washington Wizards.
Yep.
During the commercial break, I will look all over this place for syrup.
Do it.
Because as Jason said.
Fault.
Oh, because of our season-long bet?
Yes.
I mean, come on. 6 more. How many games are left?
And they've played
16. Can't 66, be a lot.
16?
Yeah.
Hey.
Why can't they go?
They won 6 out of 10, Gakes.
Why can't they go 6 and 10?
I don't like that. They've won 2 straight. All the other tankers. I mean, Utah's lost 9 straight. Utah caught the Wizards.
Yep.
Caught him.
You're 15
wins.
It's actually the other way. The Wizards caught Utah.
Wizards caught Utah on the way down. Yeah. It's not great.
800-636-1067 is the number. We're going to check in with our pal Grant Paulson shortly. He's at spring training. Give us the latest on the Washington Nationals as we get ready for the upcoming baseball season. A little bit later, Chris Nockey, Terps analyst, joins us, and Mark Packer from the ACC Network here on the Junkies.
And now, two pigeons bemoaning the fact you can choose the TV you want with DirecTV. So now they can pick out their favorite entertainment when they sign up and save money?
You mean if you like sports,
you can get a sports pack.
What about entertainment?
Entertainment pack.
It's like finding an old pizza with your favorite toppings.
Which for me would be pineapple and toenails.
Pineapple?
Pay for the TV you want, not the TV you don't. Genre pack starting at $34.99 a month. Visit DirectTV.com for more information. New residential customers only. Local channels vary by market. Services renew monthly unless you cancel online. Credit card required. Restrictions apply.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth-shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.